Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Love and Amazing Grace. This is a show where you can get answers from the divine about questions in your life. And we will start, as always, by introducing ourselves. And so here is the magical E.C. Love.
Hello, Barbara. Hello, everyone. Happy Sunday. It's an honor to be here today with you. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine soul healer, an empath, an animal communicator, a seer, an ordained minister. I'm also a divine life coach, a dream interpreter, and there are a few more things. But the wonderful thing that I like to talk about is how I achieve the education that I use with helping others. That, for me, it's just like such a fascinating occurrence. I went to schools of higher learning, and in my case, I went to heaven. I actually went to heaven several times, and I acquired the knowledge I have gained to help myself and then others. And I did all this as I slept. It was truly amazing. I channel and I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the angels, my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers, and Ginger, who's always, you know, around here too as well, my in-spirit furry angel. And for some odd reason, my mom has come in on the 6th. It was her birthday, and she's been with me ever since. She has not said a word to me since 2007, and she's come in and she's just been talking nonstop. It's really amazing. So I am just, you know, I'm really sort of like a little shocked because I have Joan Rivers and I have my mom and sometimes Betty White and then Ginger, of course, she comes in. And with all of them, that is the most crazy and fascinating mixture of divine source. And it really helps me to connect with everyone, no matter where you're from, what walk of life you're from. I've got you covered. Okay, Barbara, it's up to you now to tell us about you.
Well, yours sounds so much more interesting than mine.
Well, I think a little crazier than yours. If we were to say it the right way, Barbara, it's just a little more crazy.
Well, I am the divinely anointed, appointed, activated, incomparable Barbara Amazing Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I help people achieve freedom and empowerment because that's what I've been working on in my own life for years, and it is such an amazing and interesting journey to me, and I have learned so much and come so far. And I just love to help other people see their own potential, start accepting their own power, and creating a life that they can truly love. I teach a spiritual development class, and this time we're clearing our chakras, and I can't even put into words how amazing it feels and how we are starting to create our dreams. And I'm not talking about little dreams. I'm talking about huge dreams. So it is just absolutely wonderful, the things that you can do when you start opening up and allowing yourself to be all that you truly are. If you want to know more about what I do, you can visit my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And it is now time for us to go to callers. And our first caller is from area code 541.
Oh, hello.
Hello, Kat.
You didn't expect me first.
Hi.
All right, time change in the weather. I feel very lethargic right now, but
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Master Hilarion has come in, and he's an ascended master, a master.
Yes.
And he's considered a saint with the I Am movement, okay? So he has come in for you, okay? And he's connected with the fifth ray of healing, as well as truth. So I really found that, you know, significant because, you know, he wanted to come in and help you, okay? And yes, he's an ascended master. He's a saint with the I Am movement. He's one of the masters of the ancient wisdom. He's really, really amazing. So he's coming in to help you to heal and to really focus what your truth within, Kat. So
I've heard of him, but I haven't worked with him.
Okay, well, he's saying, you know, he's honored to be here with you, Kat, and he's saying you are a light worker. Okay? And he's, you know, you're having a hard time now. It's sort of, you know, like you said, you know, the time change a little bit, the weather and different things can, in fact, be exhausting. Okay? But he's asking you not to let all that darkness drive out the light of who you truly are.
Okay?
And he's asking you to have faith. And always choose the light, Kat, okay? Notice how, you know, you're sensitive. You're very vulnerable to the energies around you. You're like a delicate little flower.
Yeah.
And he's saying, you know, my beloved, you do need to rest. You do need to recharge your batteries. You need to rest your beautiful mind. You have a mind that takes everything in, and when you take it all in, you get so overwhelmed. You get stressed, Kat.
True.
So you need time to rebalance your energy. You know, meditate. I don't know if you meditate, but that would help. Okay, and standing next to Hilarion is actually Archangel Raphael, and he's coming in, too, to assist with his beautiful emerald green healing light. And if you'll allow, he's going to assist you in healing.
Yes.
Okay, and he's just asking you to breathe in, and you may actually see his beautiful emerald green healing light around you. It's permeating every cell of your body. It's rejuvenating and revitalizing you. Kat, at this moment, he is clearing the old dense energies. They're being removed, and they're being replaced with bright white light and love. Okay? And he's saying, my beloved, know that you are protected. And, you know, watch your thoughts daily, okay?
Yeah.
Be careful who you spend time with. You know?
Yeah, I've limited that very much.
Okay. Yeah, because I do feel like you are very, very sensitive. You pick up others' energy, and as we know, you know, love is always the answer to whatever question that we have, Kat. Okay? And I'm getting, you know, you're still holding on to some attachments from within.
Yeah.
Okay? And, you know, your ego is coming in and trying to almost, like, keep you where you are right now. Okay? So Archangel Raphael is, you know, bringing that beautiful, you know, beautiful emerald green healing energy into your situation. He has a band of healing angels at your side. Okay?
Yeah.
And
he's like that.
He'll be open to miracles, be open to opportunities. And, you know, even beautiful new relationships, Kat. Okay? And he's saying, my beloved, you worry. You worry too much. When you get into that state of mind, Kat, you know, you can't move. You're powerless. You're confused. You're stuck. It even causes physical pain. You've got to finally surrender all of this, you know, to heaven and allow yourself to, you know, to be healed.
I have to go get iron infusions the next week, and I know it's not the last thing I want to do, but, you know, it just gets so low.
Yeah, no, I understand, Kat. But pay attention to the signs that the angels are, you know, sending you. Pay attention to your dreams, your visions. And, you know, when you're filled with worry, which you are most of the time, you know, it's almost like you're, like Ginger showed me a visual of you stuck in quicksand. You can't move at all. You're actually paralyzed. Mm. And then when you're in that state of mind, you bring in more worry.
Mm.
Okay? So you've got to turn the worries into prayer. Because when you know, when we turn it into prayer, we could allow there to be a divine solution, Kat. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in. Like I said, you know, you're filled with worry. You know, you're stuck. And I'm getting, you know, you've got so much to release emotionally. And you need to shift your way of thinking, you know, from fear to fear. And you've got to stop worrying about everyone else, Kat. Okay?
Yeah.
Because getting, you know, even in regard to family, you're filled with, you know, more anxiety over your loved ones.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to help anybody to get better by, you know, by worrying and carrying, like, that heavy load that you're carrying.
Yeah.
That can never make things better. Now, I have to ask, was your mother a person that worried quite a bit?
Yeah, both my parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm getting, like, now I'm just focusing presently on your mom, and you have picked up a lot of her belief systems. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
She was filled with old and heavy emotions.
Mm-hmm.
And she, you know, she then, you know, passed them on to you, Kat. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And being, you know, sensitive, it made it just, like, so much harder.
Yeah, I mean, we get along better now, but we never got along before.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm going to turn you over to Barbara because, you know, you don't have to carry the load that you're carrying. And Archangel Harion is saying, you know, this is your time. You need to take a little break. You know, you really need to let go of all of this energy. Allow it to be removed, Kat. Allow it to be replaced with love. Okay.
I want to. I don't know why I keep reverting back, or that no matter what I do to clear, why it doesn't stay that way. You know?
All right. Well, we're going to clear you out now. I'm going to ask Barbara to join in. Barbara?
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Hold on. Let me see what they're saying to me.
Okay. I need a vacation.
Yeah, but you need a vacation from yourself.
Yes, both.
The things that are happening in your life are self-inflicted. All of the health issues are self-inflicted. We tend to be our own worst enemy. Because we believe that we don't have power, and yet we have amazing power. And even though we don't believe in our power, we still use it. We still create with it. And you used your amazing power to create this diminished being that you are, which is not who you truly are.
Mm-mm.
So it's about letting go of all of that garbage, because that's what it is. And you tend to let it go for one moment and then take it back. And they want you to start making a practice of letting it go. Pick something each day and just let that go. And it doesn't have to be complicated. You can simply say, I release whatever it is you're letting go of.
Okay.
And do that for 24 hours. And then the next 24 hours, pick something else.
Okay.
And release it. That way you have project every day, and so if you start thinking about taking something back, you don't have time to take anything back because you're busy releasing every single moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because you are creating in every moment. People don't really think about that, but it's true. You are creating in every moment. There's never a time when you're not creating.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the big creation, you know, that people plan out and set goals and all of that. It's about the moment-by-moment creation that determine whether or not you even actually make it to the big creation.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of opening yourself up and letting go of who you believe you are, because you're not. And the more you let it go, the more you see yourself evolving and changing. And the more it brings you the joy, the strength, the love that you're looking for in your own life. Okay. So let me see what they want to release from you right now. So I will simply say that whatever it is they guide me to say, and you breathe deeply and let it go.
Yes.
Okay. I release the past. I release all of my past. I release punishment. I release the need to be punished. I release the need to punish myself. I release the whole belief in punishment and wrong. I release the negativity that I keep creating, and I release the need to create it. I release the fear. Who I am, who I'm becoming. I release the fear of not getting it right. I release the fear of failure. I release all of the wrongness that I have brought into my own life. I release the attachments to things that do not work. I release and I let go. And I accept the support and guidance that I receive. I accept love from the divine. I accept the changes in my own life. I release in myself who I have been. I release and let go of who I'm afraid of being. I release and let go of everything. I release and let go. I release and let go. I release and let go. Forever. And take a nice deep breath. I want you to get a notebook, of course, you know, some kind of little journal or something.
Mm-hmm.
And each day, when you choose what you're going to release, write the statement, I release, and whatever it is.
Okay.
The time in that journal. And put a date so you know when you did it.
Okay.
So that you can go back. And you can see what you have let go of. And if you find that you have taken back something that you had previously let go of,
mm-hmm.
then you go again.
Then you do it again? Is that what you said?
Yeah. If you take it back,
okay.
You have to let go again.
Okay. All right. I'll try that.
And as as long as you are letting go every day, you will see that your life is beginning to change.
Okay.
Okay, that's your assignment.
Thank you.
Take care, Kat.
Thank you so much. Yeah, I missed last week. There was a traffic accident stuff happening, but I wasn't in that, so that was good. It took me hours to get home.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, there was a shooting accident, all kinds of crazy stuff. So I missed the show, but I avoided that at least.
That's always good.
Yeah. Yes, it was. Yep, avoiding the crazy as much as I can.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, you make sure to do your homework every day, Kat, and you know, let us know how you're doing with everything.
Okay, I will. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye bye, Kat.
Bye.
Okay, and our next caller is from area code 614. Hi,
hello.
This is.
Hi, my name is Tilson. I'm calling from
Ohio. Your name again?
Tilson.
Okay.
Phil.
What can we do for you?
I'm having challenges in my current relationship, and I was just wondering what guidance that my guys have for me in regards to it.
Okay, Tilson, this is Cece. Hi, honey. I heard you say something about a present relationship. I couldn't hear the rest.
Yeah, I'm having like challenges in my present
relationship. Okay, in your present relationship. Okay. When you said, you know, challenges, I heard the word there's like a block in the relationship, something that maybe needs to be discussed or something. Is one person more willing to do, you know, do and to add to the relationship than the other person?
In some ways, like one person, the other one just wants to move on and kind of want to discuss, like, the issues that I have, and the other one doesn't.
Okay. So the person that you're connected with does not want to really discuss anything?
Yeah.
Okay.
Discuss the past, but I guess it affects them in a negative way, and they want to move forward.
No, I understand it. What I'm getting, you brought this, like, this energy is brought from a past relationship, okay? And I kept hearing, like, it's karmic. So sometimes, you know, we reconnect in another lifetime to sometimes just, you know, like, finish up, you know, with each other, the lessons. And I just kept, you know, I kept hearing, you know, karma. And, you know, karma is saying to you, Filson, if you focus on hurt, you're going to continue to suffer. But if you focus just on the lesson, you're going to continue to grow. Okay? So
okay.
Who had come in before you even said your name was Lady Portia, and she's the goddess of justice, as well as being, you know, goddess of opportunity, and, you know, she is a member of what they call the karmic board, okay? So she's coming in to help you, to balance everything, and I feel like you really have to, like, sort out some feelings that you're having, okay? And there is, like, an imbalance in this relationship.
Okay.
She's not here to interfere, but she is here to help, you know, to bring light to things for you. Okay?
Okay.
So
what
she did, you know, what you were, you know, were talking about, she was saying, yes, there is like an imbalance between the two. I just want to see if I can pick up on, let me see, on him maybe a little bit and just see if I could, you know, get a little insight on the partner. Let me see. Okay. Okay, I feel like with him, hon, is there like a little bit of a trust issue?
That he doesn't trust me?
Well, people in general, he has like a trust issue is what I'm getting. You know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's hard, you know? And you've got to be able to trust, you know, the person you're in a relationship with. And that's something that, you know, you have to work at. Okay? I mean, I see him with friends and everything, but when something happens, he does not feel like he has someone that he can count on when something is going on. You know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you said, there is issues. And what we're going to do today is we're going to help you because you're the person that's here with us. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, you're here and, you know, just bringing up, you know, what Lady Portia has said, that's going to help you to, you know, to clear your karma in regard to, you know, the relationship, okay? Because I do feel, like I said, there's something lacking. It is out of balance, and I don't feel the communication is the best. And I feel like your partner, what are they showing me? Okay. Just trying to see. I mean, it takes time, you know, to really keep the relationship intact, okay? And I don't feel like, you know, the time is being put in, okay? And I don't feel like there's, like, you know, like this beautiful, beautiful, like, emotional bond. Right at the present moment, I don't feel like it is as strong as it could be. I feel like, you know, the values that you both have are a little bit different, the basic values.
Yeah.
And I feel like you guys spend more time fighting about things. Okay? But I am getting, like, I'm not going to say, you know, get rid of the relationship yet. I am getting, like, time and patience could, you know, really help to go a long way. But the two of you have to be willing to put in the work together. So if you guys can't, you know, like, take the time and you know, put in the work, there's going to, you know, there's going to be more difficulty that remains in the relationship, if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, I'm trying to understand, like, why he won't put, why he, like, I'm being compassionate and not pushing him too much because he did lose his ex-wife and his daughter recently. And so
he's holding on a lot. I mean, that's a lot to deal with, too. That's really hard.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and you're focusing your energy on him and different things, but you're not focusing enough energy on you. You know, I see you focusing on others.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, right.
And what happened in your childhood? Because I'm getting, like, I'm hearing, like, reliving memories of when you were a child. I feel like you had a happier childhood than you have an adulthood. Like, you did things that you really maybe enjoyed. Maybe you think about them, but I don't feel like in the adult, you know, life that you're leading right now, you don't have that fun like you did when you were a kid. You sort of left it behind when you grew up thinking, you know, adults aren't supposed to have fun.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
you are
so
very
right.
Creative, hon?
Yeah.
Do you connect with your creativity at all? Because I feel like, you know, it's trying to burst out of you.
100%. Like, it's been bursting out a lot. And I think that he's actually been a catalyst in some way.
Okay. Well, what do you do creatively? I mean, is there something specifically that really brings your heart, you know, joy?
I just paint and just doodle and draw.
Okay, and do you still do that?
No, but I have been wanting to very much, and I will.
Okay, well, you should benefit. You should connect with that again. And, Filson, you're very, very intuitive.
Okay.
And I feel like, you know, almost, you know, in some ways maybe even psychic. You get a feeling about things that are going to happen before they actually do happen, correct?
Yes.
Okay. So the angels are saying, please listen to the feelings that you're feeling inside, because these feelings are, you know, in your gut area, your intuition. So often they're never going to guide you wrong, okay?
Okay. Yeah.
And that's, I mean, that's really, really important. Listen to that intuition and start connecting with that creativity. Yeah, I feel like he, you know, he has a very, very enthusiastic nature, but sometimes he can get like a little bit maybe aggressive, you know, with the nature.
Correct.
So, okay. Well, I'm gonna bring in Barbara, hon. God bless, whole son. You take care, honey.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. The first thing I'm getting is a question for you. And the question is, what do you want in a relationship?
I just want certainty and love without toxicity.
And what they're telling me is that you focus on him. You don't focus on you. You don't do things for yourself. You don't consider yourself as important as you consider him. And there's a part of you that wants to fix his life. But you can't fix other people. Cannot fix other people. It doesn't work. It never works. This is all happening, this relationship and everything that's going on is happening kind of as a wake-up call for you. It's an opportunity for you to see that you have value. You're actually important. And that fixing him is not your job. Start doing the things that you enjoy. Being the person that is right for you. And letting him be whoever he is choosing to be. But you get to decide whether or not you want to be with him. The relationship is not required. You can learn a lot from the relationship, but if you decide that this is not the relationship you want to be in, there's absolutely nothing wrong with ending the relationship. This is about recognizing yourself. Because if you are recognizing yourself and allowing yourself to be happy, to be joyful, then you will not be attracting anyone who is not happy and joyful. And they want me to say this several times to you. You are not here to fix him. You're not here to fix him. That's not your job. And he doesn't need to be fixed. He is simply going through something in his life right now and deciding how to deal with it. And you cannot do that for him. And you're not supposed to. Guidance is saying they want you to focus on you, to really look at yourself, to see what is important in your own life. Not his life, your life. Okay, so we're going to do some releasing statements. So you just listen to what I say and allow the energy to move through you. I release fixing other people. I release the fear. I release putting myself last. I release judging my value by what I do for others. I release not loving and caring for myself. I release being unimportant. I release being insignificant. I release being not worth it. I release making others more important than me. I release always serving others first. I release being afraid of who I actually might be. I release and let go of what holds me back in my own life. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release all of the fear. I release and let go. Take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Feels relaxing, relieving.
Good. And just like they told Kat, you should also pick something every day and release it. And for you right now, there's a lot of fear. There's some fear of being alone. And so you hang on to a relationship that doesn't meet your needs. Fear of being seen as selfish if you are not doing what the other person wants. And they're saying that that works both ways. I mean, if he's not doing what you want, then he's being selfish, isn't he? But it's not about being selfish. It's about being centered in yourself, recognizing what's actually important to you and creating that in your life. And that is what you are moving towards. That's part of the purpose of this whole relationship. So that you could see what does not work for you and accept your power and start creating a life that feels good to you. Because God doesn't require that you ever suffer, that you ever struggle. That's not a requirement. That's a choice. So start making the choices that really bring the joy into your life. Okay? And feel free to call us back if you need to.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. And your guidance is saying start enjoying your own life. All right. We will go on to our next caller, who I think is Jessica.
That's me. Hello, ladies. How are you doing?
Great. How about you?
Hello?
Hi, Jessica, can you hear us?
Oh, yes, I can now. Oh, my God. I feel like it's been a long time I've been spoken to you both.
How have you been?
Good. I found this place that I'm really enjoying on my journey, so I'm staying a bit longer. And, I think I have arrived at the state where I wanted to, and it's just amazing.
That's wonderful. Really wonderful to hear, hon. So what's going on with you this evening?
Yeah, I just want to check in and see what's going on. How am I going on the path? And is there anything that I need to hear from the spirit?
Oh, Jessica, before you came on, I saw Kuan Yin come in, and she is she's a mother figure, divine mother figure, and she would be like the Buddhist Madonna, like Mother Mary.
Yes.
So she was coming in for you right before, you know, you connected with us. Okay? And I feel like there's something that you're holding on to. There's a sadness within you, hon. I feel like there's a sadness within your and within your soul, and I could feel it in your voice.
I'm not sure what it is, though. Apparently it's in the feminine side of me.
Because Quentin was saying, you know, beloved Jessica, you know, this is your time. This is your time for freedom. You know, it is time to finally, you know, to rid yourself of the sadness and, you know, to allow healing, you know, to come forward. I feel like, is there anyone that you may have to forgive? Because I feel like once you forgive, whether it's yourself or someone else, I feel like that sadness is sort of going to be swept away, you know, with the sadness.
Yeah, I've been told I need to forgive myself, and which I'm doing this ritual every morning, but I said I have to forgive myself. I don't know anything else.
Happened when you were a little girl? And it really sort of like, you know, it stayed ingrained in your memories?
Okay.
I mean, maybe you that you can't remember. If that's the case, it's okay. But I'm getting something from when you were a little girl.
My mom? Maybe my mom?
Yes, when you were very little. And Kuan Yin is saying, you know, beloved Jessica, you are working so hard on yourself. You have so many hopes. You have so many dreams that are waiting to, you know, to come to fruition. So now is the time to let go. You've got to let go of all that no longer serves you, Jessica. And I do feel like, you know, I'm hearing, you know, the word forgiveness. And there's some kind of memory from a little girl that, you know, maybe someone said something to you and it sort of made you see yourself in a different light. Okay? And, you know, we have to let forgiveness come in and finally get the healing that you truly deserve. Okay? Because once I feel like that, you know, that takes place, you're going to see amazing spiritual growth take place. You're going to go forward and you're going to connect with your heart's desires. And, Jessica, you have to know, Kuan Yin is saying, my beloved Jessica, you are beautiful. You are divine, and you are worthy of all that you are wanting. Okay?
Yeah,
so,
I just want to let you know that this morning I was just guided to text this journal out. It's got Kuan Yin picture on it. So, yes. Kuan Yin did come in today for me and just really reminded me. And I'm so glad I connect in and you picked that up.
Yes.
I'm
going to turn you over to Barbara, but she wants you to say a couple of affirmations right now, and then it'll be easier to release, okay? I am powerful.
I am powerful.
You can feel it. I am powerful.
I am powerful.
I am beautiful.
I am powerful. I am beautiful.
Yes. I am divine.
I am divine.
I am worthy.
I am worthy.
I am abundant.
I am abundant.
I am connected to all that is.
I am connected to all that is.
I am love.
I am love.
Yes. So with that being said, I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. And to help you release whatever the incident was when you were a little girl that you held onto that so, so tightly, and it's pushed down really, really far, and we've got to release that so that you can go forward and have the magnificent journey that is waiting for you.
I think it keep coming back to this scene where when I was a little girl and my mom would go to the market and make me stay with the scooter, like, you know, the bike, and okay, you know, watch the bike while she's gone to the market. And then normally it would be like, you know, 15 minutes, 20 minutes or whatever. But then she met her friend. And then they decided to have the breakfast in the market. And I'm standing here and I think it's like an hour or so. And I really like got angry. But I didn't know what to say to her. Like even recently when I thought about it, I still got this anger within me. Like, I don't understand why would she do that to me, you know? Like, she would sit there and you know, enjoy her breakfast with her friend and let me stand in the sun over across the road with the bike. And I couldn't understand, like, how.
Okay. Well, we're going to connect with Barbara and we're going to release it, okay? Because that's standing in your way of going forward and connecting with, you know, everything that is so amazing and waiting just for you. And when you connect with Barbara, when you release, you know, all of this energy, you're going to be your authentic soul self and go forward and shine the way you were meant to shine. Okay?
Okay.
And you deserve, you know, this beautiful, beautiful life that's waiting for you, Jessica. And you know, you can't allow that moment in time to lead you down the wrong path, because you are amazing. You want to go through life with your heart, Ginger saying, with your heart wide open, you know, and experience life, feel life, you know, to feel
it
fully.
Thank you so much, Ginger. Thank
you. So with that being said, I am turning you over to, and I thank you so much for, you know, for coming in. We've missed you. And Ginger is saying, Mom, she is so connected with animals. You have such a beautiful connection, Jessica, with animals. I don't know if you realize how beautiful it is.
Yeah.
But you really, pets love you. They
absolutely
love you.
Yeah, because the dogs have been coming to me and they just love me and I feel like I can talk to them. Like, you know, like I can.
Yes, I feel you can too, definitely. Ginger agrees. She said, yes, you can. Yep.
Oh, beautiful. I love it. Okay, I need to, you know, do strength and that connection with the animals.
Barbara, do you have that magic toolbox there ready?
Sure. They've already given me some stuff, so we can get right to it. Okay, Jessica, just listen and breathe deeply and let go. Okay, here we go.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I release my mother. I release the deep sadness. I release my mother for being totally inconsiderate. I release my mother for not valuing me. I release myself. I release believing that I deserved what my mother did on some level. I release not being good enough for my mother to come back quickly. I release not being important to my mother. I release the anger over my mother treating me the way she did. I release all of the deep anger and frustration with my mother. I release the deep, deep sadness. I release the feeling of being disconnected from the woman who gave birth to me and was supposed to love me. I release my deserving love. I release my mother's friend. I release my mother's friend for being more important in my mother's life than I was. I release the inconsideration of both of them. I release myself for not standing up and saying what I needed to say. I release not believing in myself. I release not being worthy enough. I release not being worthy enough. I release not being worthy enough. I release negativity that's still affecting my life. I release my mother and I forgive her. I release my mother's friend and I forgive her. I release myself and I forgive me. I release God and I forgive God. I release all of the negativity that I've been holding on to all of my life. I release and I let it go. I release and I let it go. I release my mother for not being perfect. I release myself for not being perfect. I release all of the good stuff. I release all of the deep anger. I release all of the deep frustration. I release the belief that God turned his back on me at that time. I release all of the ways I've thundered God. I release and let go. I release and let go. I accept that my mother loves me. I accept my mother's not. I accept that she didn't intentionally do anything wrong. Release all of the emotion connected with that event. Release and let go. Release and let go. I accept the forgiveness. I accept the love. I accept myself. And take a nice deep breath. How does that feel?
Yeah. Thank you, Barbara. I think just really tune into that scene and release all that, and it's really, yeah, it's still there. I mean, I thought I worked on it, but yeah, it's really painful, and I guess I was just trying to push it away and not looking at it. And
And even though I've been told, like, forgiveness and sadness, these things came up, but I didn't know what to do with it. I'm like, how do I release all these things? But thank you so much. I feel I did, you know, release a lot, and I will continue to let go and just allow myself to be.
Yeah, this was affecting your ability to actually embrace yourself and your power.
Yeah, I did feel like I was not good enough. I was not important at all. Like, you know, someone loved me so much, how could she treat me like that? I felt so small. I felt so, you know, like invisible.
You took the situation and gave it meaning, and the meaning you gave to it diminished you. So that's what you're letting go of, the meaning that you gave to it. So then it just becomes, you know, my mother went into the store, I watched the bike, she had breakfast with a friend, she came out, we went home. And that's all we did.
Yeah, and I did. I was angry with myself. Why didn't I just, you know, leave the bike there and just walk across the road and just say that I'm hungry or it's too hot outside the sun or whatever. Like, just, you know, just join them or whatever. I was angry at myself as well for not even say anything afterwards, you know, after being so angry with her. I didn't even say a thing. I didn't, yeah, I was angry at myself for not being strong or, you know, dare
enough to do what I feel. Your parents have the power. So you're not saying anything. This means that you saw your mother as the one with the power.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly normal for a kid.
Yeah. So, yeah, thank you so much for helping me going deeper into this this thing that that sounds like a simple, you know, thing that happened, event, like a small event, but I can't believe it has so much effect, right, on me.
Well, you're doing great. You're still letting go. Your life is getting better. Keep up the good work. We love you dearly. So we think you're wonderful.
And Peter thinks you're wonderful too, Jess.
Oh, I love you guys so much. Like, I would be so lost without you both and Ginger and, you know, the spirit and all the guys that you bring through. I'm just so so blessed and grateful, very, very grateful to be here with you both.
What's interesting, calling you a wild child. Go forward, wild child, and connect with your passion. You know, she loves to watch.
Yeah, and I know it's a bit longer now, but just one last one. I have been here for a couple of months, and I haven't put myself out there because of, you know, there's a lot of healers around that self-doubt creeping in. But last week I stepped into my power and I said, this is me, you know, and I know that everyone has their unique gifts, so I put myself out there to the community page, and I know that I will get fully booked just like everywhere else that I've been. But
you will. You will. As long as you believe in yourself and you're doing what you love, you're going to be amazing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So just
it is
forward. Go ahead, Jess.
I haven't heard a response yet from the community, so I'm like, oh, I'm very patient here, universe. What's going on? But there's a knowing inside me that I will get busy really soon. So
yes, you know what? I'm getting you're going to hear something very soon.
Oh, okay.
And Ginger's just throwing flowers all around you, okay?
Wow.
So just believing in yourself and, you know, doing what you love, and you are amazing, you know?
Oh, thank you.
But you'll hear something.
Okay, yeah, I do feel that, you know, obviously I'm a bit stressed. Well, there was a bit of, you know, stress and stuff for money, and I'm like, you know what's going on, but I just had to just tune into that knowing and just trust and have faith.
I feel you're going to be fine. You're going to fulfill, you know, all the dreams that you've had within. You're going to have the money. You're going to have, you know, that beautiful emotional security that comes with it. You're amazing. So just keep believing yourself and go for it. And I do... I keep getting, Ginger keeps saying soon, so you're really close, Jess, okay? Just keep yourself focused on, you know, who you are and what you're doing, because you bring so much love to so many.
Yes, I'm so blessed that I get to do that in this lifetime, you know, come here and leaving my mission to be of service. One little thing, because I don't know when I want to see you guys next, because I'm so, living life. there is a little bit of romance going on, and I know he's not the one, but obviously, you know, before I would hold myself back and only have intimacy with the one, but now I start to let
go.
Well,
you're saying, girlfriend,
and,
you specifically, you know, make a list of everything you want in the one? She's saying you've got to have that list, Jess, all the qualities that you want in the one. And on the flip side of it, all the deal breakers that maybe didn't work in the past.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to love yourself first, because, you know, no matter if she comes along or not, you're the most important person in this relationship. You've got to love yourself. You've got to do your mirror work where you look into the mirror every day and you tell that beautiful Jessica that's looking back at you how much you love her, okay? I love you, Jessica. I love you. You're worthy of the love that you're looking for. You've got to do the mirror work, because the mirror work is really going to help, okay?
Beautiful. There's a lot of mirror in the house I'm living now, so yes. Yes, I can't.
Everything's falling into place with you. So I would just, like you said, make sure that you're working on you. And you did today by getting rid of what you were holding on to, because that would affect the relationship. So that this was divine timing.
No, I know, I trust, and I know that he's the one will be on his way, but I'm having this little bit of fun and romance to this guy, and I'm not sure it is for my best interest, but you know, like I keep having this guidance saying no, but
and what is it? Ginger's telling me it's sort of like you're waiting for the one, but it's almost like, okay, she's showing me okay, things are going to be better soon, she's saying, but you're creating almost some challenges within you because you're waiting for this person to come. So she's saying it's just better off to work on you and, you know, be patient and wait. Don't give up because he's coming, you know?
Yeah.
But you're sort of struggling because you're wanting this relationship, and it will arrive. But by making sure that you're ready for a relationship, you know, by working on you, it will make a relationship that will be worthwhile for the two of you. And she's saying, girlfriend, it's coming. So you better get yourself ready, because if you're not ready, it's like you're going to the door with an old bathrobe on and old, you know, fuzzy slippers and your hair all up in curlers. That is not a good first impression, you know?
Yeah, I love that. I love that analogy you always give me. Yes, correct. Okay.
And part of you is sort of like living in the past. That's what she's showing me as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Okay.
You've got to focus forward on the future. So I'm going to bring Barbara back on because you're holding on to things, you know, in regard to the past and maybe like different ideas of relationships you had. You're not opening yourself fully to, you know, to the love that's coming to you. And it's sort of like, I don't know, like you sort of shut down every now and then too, Jess, you know?
Yeah.
And down sort of is something that you've done quite often. And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, there have been love opportunities in the past, but you've missed them. You've got to allow love to come to you. It's sort of like it's on its way, and all of a sudden you put your radar up, and then the radar is saying, uh-oh, here comes one, and you just shut love down. So I'm asking Barbara to come in again because we don't want that, Jess. You're wanting a relationship. You cannot like focus on the past, okay? You can't live in the past, you know, and you've got to get ready. You've got to acknowledge, you know, that you're working on yourself, you're getting ready, and I think you need just a little bit of work in the love department.
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah, because you want to be ready, you know, to dream and to go forward with this partner and not, you know, live in the past and keep looking back what love had for you in the past. Okay. And you have a when that person is coming, it's like almost like you lock the gates, you know?
Yeah.
So, Barbara, yeah, she needs help in love.
Well, one thing they want you to understand, Jess, is that in every moment you are changing and evolving and becoming more. And when you take that part of you that is growing and becoming, and you shut her down, then you are, in effect, not being the one for your one. You're stopping your own growth. And it's your whole lifetime of experience and growth that make you you, just like it is for them. Otherwise, your one would be a little baby that you gonna have to wait for it to grow up, and then you have one of those interesting age difference relationships. But they want you to remember that there's nothing wrong. And everyone who comes into your life is there to help you become who you really are. So it doesn't matter whether it's a relationship that lasts for 5 minutes, or 5 years, or it doesn't matter. So let yourself learn and grow in every moment. So we're going to do some releasing. I release the past. I release the attachments to past relationships. I release the belief that I have to sit on a mountain and hold myself sacred until the one comes along. I release the whole concept of the one. I release not living my own life. I release not being alive in the moment. I release not allowing myself to have fun. I release holding back who I am. I release being afraid that if I notice one person, then I will miss the one person. I release all of the ways I keep myself truly enjoying my life right now. I release the fear of not being right for the one. I release the fear of not being good enough for the one. I release the one. I accept that I am absolutely wonderful. I accept that I am so loved. I accept that my life is working out perfectly. I accept that there is no problem. I accept myself. I release and I let go. You take a nice deep breath.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, my God. My life is now all fixed. Love, career, health, self, everything. I will soon come back and update with you how life is going to be so amazing for me. So, yeah, watch this space.
Well, we can't wait to hear. But don't forget to live in the moment until it happens.
I will. Thank you so much, Baba. Thank you, DC. I love you both.
Oh, we love you too, honey. You're welcome.
Have a wonderful evening, ladies.
You too.
Yeah, I'll show come back and update.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, and our next one is from the chat room, and it is Spirit in Form, and Spirit in Form would just like a message. So, what are you getting?
Okay, well, Barbara, the first thing I saw when you said Spirit in Form, I saw the flower, forget-me-not, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this beautiful flower symbolizes true love and respect. So, you know, when you give someone these, you know, beautiful little flowers, it represents a promise that you'll always remember them and you will keep them in your thoughts. Okay, so that's the first thing that, you know, really came to mind was these, you know, these beautiful, beautiful flowers. The forget-me-nots. Okay. So, trying to see what else they're showing me here. Okay. And then after that, Lady Nada had come in. And she, you know, she resonates with the divine love. Okay. I'm trying to see what she's showing me. Okay. Okay. So she's coming in, and I just feel like, I don't know if, you know, if our caller is looking for love or maybe she's not loving herself enough, but I keep seeing, like you said, these little forget-me-not flowers, Barbara.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It also has to do with healing, too, you know. So the angels are gathering, you know, around her. And they're putting their beautiful wings around her, and they're giving her the love she's deserving of, maybe that she doesn't give to herself. Okay, and mm-hmm. I do feel, you know, I do feel like she's got to love herself, you know, first. And, you know, once she does that, I feel like, you know, things are going to happen for her, too. I feel like transformation is coming. There's going to be things that she's been, you know, wanting. I see them coming into manifestation. And Ginger's coming in and saying the sky is the limit. The sky's the limit. You know, don't limit yourself. So that's what I have, Barbara.
Okay. Wonderful. And they're giving me some statements. So here's what I'm getting or spirit in form. I release the fear of my own self, fear of my own life. I release the need to know exactly what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, why it's going to happen, how it's going to happen. I release the fear of the unpredictability of life. I release the fear of not being able to handle the challenges of life. I release the fear of being overwhelmed. I release the fear of failing. I release the fear of what other people will think of me. I release the fear of people seeing who I really am. I release the fear of being afraid of who I really am. I release it all and I let it go. I release the fear of coming from my heart. I release the fear of not being in control. I release the belief that I don't know what I'm doing. I release the belief that I cannot get my life right. I release the belief that no one can truly love me. I release the belief that I am too screwed up for anybody to handle. I release all of the false beliefs I have about myself. I let it all go. I release and I let it all go. I release and I let it all go. And take a nice deep breath. Oh, that feels so much better. So, let me know how it feels for you, spirit and form. And we have another question from the chat room, and it's from Joy Fun Happiness, and she says, I'm planning on moving to a different state, maybe by June or July. I'm wondering if it's a good move. I'm also starting a business, so I'm wondering if the state I'm in is better for my business or career, or if it doesn't matter which state I live in.
Okay, and it was Joy, Fun, Happiness?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Now, the first question she wanted to know about moving, Barbara, if it was good to move or?
Yeah, she's planning on moving in June or July.
Okay.
It's a good idea to move and start a new business.
Well, I'm getting it can be a good idea, but you've got to really have your heart into it. Nothing is, you know, decided. It's decided by you, and the angels are with you, and they're saying joy, fun, and happiness. This is going to be a magical time for you. I feel a lot of excitement, and I feel like there's going to be all this beautiful energy with her, and then she's going to have the freedom she's been waiting for. It's going to be beautiful. But, Barbara, I feel like she's got to release something. She's holding on to something, and she's got to release it. The emotions, like, within her have to be released so that she can go forward and actually, you know, enjoy this time and be able to, you know, to be able to do what she wants to do. So I do feel, like I said, there's something within her that's, you know, holding something in.
Okay.
She's not connecting with, you know, she knows what's in her heart, but she's not allowing herself to go forward. She has a lot of talent. And I really feel like she, you know, she's got a lot to share with the world.
Okay.
Okay, and that's, I said, she's just holding something within that sort of like, you know, an obstacle of her going forward. You know, I feel like if she's all in and really is confident and optimistic and assertive and, you know, goes in with that positive attitude, things will be amazing. But she's got to believe in herself. And I don't feel like she's, you know, she doesn't have that feeling of 100% belief.
Right. Okay, well, I'm getting some statements. Okay, so here we go. Just listen and breathe. Joy, fun, happiness. And these statements work on anybody. So if you want them to work on you, even though you're not joy, fun, happiness, all you have to do is listen and breathe and let go. Okay, here we go. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the belief that I've screwed up my life before in the past and I'm going to screw it up again. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear that changing my location won't actually change anything. I release the fear. I release the need to know that this is going to work. I release the need to have guarantees that this is going to work. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release all attachments to past failures. I release all attachments to the times that it didn't work out right. I release all of the ways that I judge myself by what I've done before. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the belief that I have to choose the perfect location. I release the belief that I have to have the perfect business. I release the fear that no one will want to be my client. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release all of the ways I've been taught that I am not enough. I release all of the times that I was told that I'm not a good person. I release all of the times that I was told that I was wrong. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release all of the negativity around moving in my new business. I release all of the negativity around myself. I release all of the ways that I don't believe in me. I release all of the ways that I don't see my value. I release the fear. I release the fear. I accept myself. I accept my goodness. I accept my value. I accept that I make good choices. I accept that success is mine. I accept that God loves me and does everything to help me succeed. I accept that I deserve the best. I release the fear. I release the fear. I release all of the fear now and forevermore. I release and let go. And take a nice deep breath. Okay. Joy, fun, happiness. Let us know how that works for you. And we will move on to our next caller. Okay, people have moved themselves around in the line now, so no one is where they were. All right, our next caller is area code 850. Let's see if this is Sheila.
Yes, it's she.
Hello. What can we do for you?
Wondering if you see any, do you have any messages for me?
Okay. Hi, Sheila. It's so nice to hear your voice,
honey.
Wonderful to hear your voice, honey.
Thank you.
Okay.
Nice to hear yours, too.
Thank you. Let's see. Okay. Okay, so the first thing I was getting is, you know, you sort of have been feeling trapped in a situation.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm getting you're not trapped. That's, you know, that's the first thing. You're not trapped. And who came in but Athena? And she's the goddess of truth. She's coming in to help you to see that you are not trapped. Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
She's going to be, you know, at your side as well. And she's saying, Sheila, you are stronger than you think. You are a warrior, okay?
Okay.
And she's saying, you work so hard. You always do the right thing, you know? She's saying, you're going to survive what you're going through. Things are going to get, they are going to get better.
Okay?
Okay. So I'm getting stay positive, you know, and you're going to see that things are, you know, they're working out soon.
Okay.
I did get very soon for you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just, you know, hang in there is what I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
What are they showing me? Okay. I'm trying to see what Ginger is showing me here. Okay. Okay, so Ginger is saying, I have a little secret for you, Sheila. The only way to really to get on track with life is sort of to let your resistance down, let your guard down, go with the natural flow. And as you do, you're going to see that you know, you're going to get where you want to go a lot faster.
Okay.
Okay? So
mm-hmm.
the more that you go with the flow, Sheila, I'm getting the easier it's going to be. Okay?
Okay.
And Ginger's saying, you know, things are going to go very, very well for you. And
okay.
she's showing You're standing by the dock, and my father used to always say, your ship is coming in. And
mm-hmm.
Ginger's you and saying, look, Sheila, it's your ship. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So this is your time, and I'm getting you're moving forward.
Okay?
Okay? And she's
mm-hmm.
Ginger, Sheila, you know what? Please, girlfriend, dream big. Don't
okay.
worry about all the little details. That's what the angels are there to do, okay?
All right.
Just focus on what you are wanting.
Okay.
And Ginger's handing you this big chalkboard and a whole box of colored chalks. There's yellow and blue and green and red and all the different colors. And she wants you to draw what you're wanting.
Okay.
Okay, so... Yeah, so really, really envision what it is that Sheila is wanting at this time.
All right.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying, you already know that things are going to work out, Sheila. You truly do. And she's saying, if you take the time and listen, your angels, you know that you can hear them. So they're saying they're with you, Sheila.
Okay.
And sometimes we might not hear them with words, but we can feel them with our heart. Sometimes you get like a warmth or a fuzzy feeling, and these are all your angels.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So I'm getting like what you've been worried about and stuff, you know, soon is coming to pass, hon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
So she's just saying, please, Sheila, don't worry. She doesn't want you to worry. Now, she's showing
okay.
me something. I don't know what she's showing me. Okay, Ginger, what are you showing me for Sheila? Okay, so what I'm being shown for Sheila, okay, let's see. Okay, she's saying, Sheila, you know what, girlfriend, you are so strong, and the angels are showing how, you know, you've been going forward no matter what's going on. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And Ginger's saying, girlfriend, get ready for miracles. Miracles are coming your way.
Oh, okay. I like that.
Coming, yes. So I'm getting just, you know, it's sort of like you've got to release what you're holding on to. You have so many feelings within, Sheila, okay? And
mm-hmm.
you've got to release, you know, those feelings so you can move forward, okay?
Right.
And
mm-hmm.
you're saying what you're, you know, seeing, you know, like in regard to your life, it's just an illusion. And it's based on your perception.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So the angels are going to help you to see a little bit more clearly, and you're going to see the beautiful, beautiful, you know, future that's coming up for you, Sheila.
Okay.
And she's showing me like a pot of gold at the end of the rainbow. Okay? So the angels
mm-hmm.
are asking you just to take some time and think about manifesting what it is that you are wanting. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, tell them about your hopes. Tell them about your dreams. And Ginger is saying, I'm going to help too, Sheila. She's saying,
okay.
For you to have what you're wanting, you first of all, you've got to be able to relax. So again, you're not going with the flow exactly. You're sort of like blocking the flow a little bit, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
And she's saying,
okay.
Oh, she's saying magic is coming your way. Okay, so just hold on to all that you've been dreaming of, everything that's close to your heart. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But this is kind of going forward and. You know, you've been through a little bit of a tough time, but you broke some old patterns.
Oh, okay.
And I feel like some of it had to do with family. It wasn't all yours.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? And I feel like mm-hmm. maybe possibly it even had to do maybe with, you know, some of the beliefs that your mother may have had. But you went forward,
okay.
Sheila, and, you know, you did an amazing job. And I do feel like you did break the patterns by going forward and having the courage
okay.
and, you know, you're just amazing.
Okay.
So I don't know if you remember, like, anything that your mom said when you were younger, but like I said, I do feel like there were things that she said to you that you took to heart and, you know, you're on an amazing journey and you can work at something you love and the money will come in.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I feel like there's some like things that your mom may have said, you know, and it just held you back a little bit. So this is the time with you calling in to surrender any need to control what's going on in your life.
Okay.
Allow God and the angels to come in and help, okay? You have an entourage of angels that want to assist you, okay?
Okay.
But you've got to release anything that is not, you know, it's not positive, it's not love, you've got to let go of. And you've got to, you know, continue to have faith, and you've got to trust. Because I'm getting, you
mm-hmm.
know, a divine solution is coming, Sheila.
Okay.
So you've had, you know, anxiety, which, you know, is normal, but the anxiety that you have is sort of, like I said, that too is blocking, you know, what is coming your way. You've got to be able to relax, okay?
Okay.
And we've got to, you know, just let go, let God, and believe, because you deserve all the good that's going to be coming your way.
All right.
Okay? And everything
mm-hmm.
that you're needing right now, it is available to you. So as Ginger said before, you know, what you were feeling or seeing, it was, you know, sort of like an illusion, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in because you're filled with all of these feelings. There's fear, there's doubt, and we want to get rid of those so that you are ready to move forward and have what you're so deserving of. And now, I did say your mother, but your father also ingrained some beliefs within you. And I feel like
mm-hmm.
there's something deep-rooted within, you know, what your dad maybe said continually and you overheard.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you do have some old emotions, and I feel like it's embedded in your memory. Do you remember your dad saying anything maybe about money or, you know, different things, life is hard? Because I feel like there's some things that he said, and but created like all this negativity in these patterns. And there is some heavy-hearted feelings deep within you, Sheila, that need to be healed and released.
Okay.
Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So your mom and your dad, like I said, they loved you. They did the best that they could. But they brought in beliefs from when they were raised, and they both, you know, came forward with all these heavy emotions. And they, you know, they passed those on to you and your, you know, your siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the angels are saying, Sheila, you are such a strong woman. Okay?
Okay.
So, you know, don't, you know, please stop worrying is what I'm getting. So I'm going to ask Barbara to come in to help you release, you know, all the things that you were told by your parents and, you know, the illusion that you're holding on to, the fear, the anxiety, and you've been through a lot. It's understandable, but all of that is not going to help you to go forward. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you do need, Ginger saying, you need some healing, and it's important that every day that, you know, you allow whatever that is not for your, you know, your highest and your best to be let go.
Okay?
Okay? So we're going to ask Barbara to come in, and you're going to feel so much lighter, hon, okay?
Okay.
God bless, Sheila.
Thank
Barbara,
you.
You're welcome.
Okay, Sheila. I'm giving some statements for you. So,
oh, good.
Relax, breathe deeply, and just let go.
Okay.
I release the heavy emotion. I release the heavy emotion. I release the heavy emotion. I release the heavy emotions that I got from my parents. I release the deep-seated fear that life does not work for me. I release the need to hang on tightly and never let go. I release the belief that life is scary. I release the belief that life is unpredictable. I release the belief that I have to protect myself from life. I release any need to tell God exactly what needs to be done and how to do it and when to do it and why to do it. I release the need to be in control of what God does. I release the need to be in control of everything in my life. I release the fear of things not working out right. I release my grip on all the things I'm afraid of. I accept that life flows. Accept that in order for my life to flow, I have to let go. I accept that flowing is safe. I release all of those old fears and habits that kept me stuck. I release being stuck. I release the need to be stuck. I release the belief that I am stuck. I release stuck. I release all of the negativity that holds me back. I release all of the fears. I release all of the doubts. I release all of the worries. I release everything that gets in my way. I release everything that keeps me from seeing the good in my own life. Everything that keeps me from knowing that I am loved, I am valued, I am good enough. I release and I let go. I release it all and I let it go. I release, I open my hand, I let it go. And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Great.
Good.
Yes, thank you so much.
Things are flowing into your life, so just let them flow.
Okay. Oh, come on in. Doors open. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You know what, Sheila? You're amazing. God bless you. You really are.
Oh, thank you, DC. You too.
Thank you.
And thank you, Barbara. Thank you, DC.
Stay in touch with us, honey, okay?
Okay, I will. Thank
okay.
you.
Have a great evening.
Okay, good night. You too.
Good night.
Bye.
All right, our next caller is from area code 914. Hi, who's this?
Hi, how are you? It's Kat. Hi, lovely lady.
Hello, Kat.
Thank you so much for taking my call. How are you?
Barbara, she's been playing the hokey pokey while waiting on you. She kept getting knocked off, and she kept coming back in, calling back in and pressing one again. So it was like the hokey pokey.
She was changing places in the line.
Yeah. Well, she kept getting knocked off. She's trying to get back in again. My goodness.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you made it.
Me too.
Yes. Yes, we are very glad she made it. Yep.
Thank you. God bless you both. Thank you. I have two questions, if you don't mind, please. One's for my mom, one's for me.
Okay.
Thank you. My mom has been getting close again with a cousin she has in Canada. They spent years apart. And now because we went to Canada once and met up with them, and now her sister wasn't feeling well, so my mom's, been calling and asking, and the cousin has been calling back and, saying thank you. So could see that they're coming close again, and my mom's really happy about that, and so am I. I'm happy for my mom. But now, today, the nephew of this woman, my mom called the house to see how the sister is doing in Italy. And the nephew said, something really bad and hung up on my mom.
Oh, goodness.
Something I can't repeat.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Was it the nephew too? Did she maybe dial the wrong number? Is this going to be a rift now again in the relationship for her? I don't know. Anything you pick up around it, I greatly appreciate for her.
Okay, Kat. I was just getting, stay positive and have faith. That's the first thing I heard.
Mm-hmm.
Stay positive. So give it a little time. Sometimes when things are going on, things get a little hectic, and I'm just getting, don't be influenced by, like the call that happened today. Give it time. That's what I was getting. Okay. Because
yeah.
I feel there was a lot going on there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, that's what I was getting. And just, Ginger saying, listen to your logical side when you think about this.
Yeah.
I do feel like there was frustration on the, the other party's end of the phone there. I heard frustration.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's not, you know, sometimes it's not directed at us, but we're there, and that's the only where, place it goes, you know?
Right.
Yeah. So I'm getting, you know, allow things to become less stressful and, you know, give it some time and then reconnect, okay?
But
you're very intuitive. Listen to that little voice within, okay? Is that's what the angels are saying, Kat. Just listen to the little voice within.
Yeah.
Okay.
My mom's saying she's only going to have contact from now on with the lady, her cousin.
The gentleman that she spoke with?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, was the gentleman, the last call was a gentleman?
And she called the gentleman, and he said that and hung up. So then, you know, we were like,
yeah, I just, his energy is different, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So my mom
called his wife,
and spoke to her, and, you know, the wife said, oh, no, my husband isn't home. You must have dialed the wrong number. But I thought,
well, I think they just said that, but
yeah,
I just feel like his energy is, like, totally different, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Where he probably just, you know, he didn't want to talk to anybody, you know?
Yeah.
Give it, like I said, give it time is what I'm getting. Because his energy is just so, like, off the wall crazy, you know?
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just felt bad for my mom. I was like, wow.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Well, just speak with, you know, with the cousin and don't speak with him, you know?
Yeah.
And you're saying, stay away from him, you know?
Yeah.
So what was your question now that you had, Kat?
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, there's this person, his name is Ian.
Okay, what is it?
Ian, I-A-N.
Okay, Ian, okay.
Yeah. And I don't know, for work, I'd like to reach out to him, but the thing is, I met him through somebody else. So I don't know if I asked the woman, hey, would you talk to him for me, or if I found his, you know, one of his social media. If I contact him directly, would he be offended?
Okay. About work. No, I understand. Yeah, I felt like there might be a little interference if you asked that person to, you know, be the go-between.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I felt like it might be, like, not be good if you asked the person, you know, you found the, you know, the social media page. I think that would be good, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'll just contact him about my project.
I just felt like she just would not, I don't know, it would somehow not, you know, go across the same way.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to see if I could pick up a little bit on Ian's energy for you.
Okay,
well, he does work well with others, you know, so that's a plus.
He seemed really nice, like on the group chat that we all had. He seemed really nice.
Okay, yeah, he works well with others. And he's a very, he has like your joy of life. He has a very joyful personality.
Aww.
And, I mean, you laugh quite a bit. He laughs quite a bit, you know. And, I mean, he connects with his inner child. You connect with your inner child, which is great.
Yeah.
And he's very spiritual. Yay. Yeah, that's a yay. Ginger's saying yay, Kat. It's a really big yay because, you know, he uses his spirituality in regard to work as well as the world around him, you know? Yeah, and he's just after spiritual attainment, you know, and he loves giving of himself, you know?
Wow, yeah.
He's very intuitive, you know, and he just, I feel like he has a lot of wisdom. And he's got a very, like, a very practical approach to things, you know?
Yeah.
And he realizes that, you know what, he's not going to get more out of anything unless he puts more into it. So he knows you only get out what you put into things. So he takes his responsibilities very, very seriously, you know? Yeah. I mean, his energy seems very compatible with yours, you know?
Yes. I was like, wow, I was very surprised, you know, by him. It was like, wow, what a breath of fresh air. But, like, I say, like, to everybody in the group, like, hey, this is my email, you know, get back to me.
Yeah.
You know? So I didn't know. It was like,
he has a loving energy about him, and his focus is on, you know, being of assistance and being of service, you know? You know, and he's trying to do the right thing. So I do like his energy.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. So, you know, just reach out. But I just felt like a funny energy when you asked about asking the other person. You know, if you've already met him, you know, via like an online class or something, you already know him, and I would reach out myself.
Okay.
I'm gonna put Barbara on. Don't leave us yet. And you're saying, hold on, Kat, hold on.
Thank you.
Bring in Barbara. I'm Barbara.
Okay, Kat.
Hi.
Concerning the phone call and your mother, what I'm getting is to let that go. Let the energy go. Let the whole incident go. Just let it go. And don't even think about it ever again. Because if you let it go, then it's not going to get repeated. If you worry about it, you are inviting it back into your life.
Brilliant. Yeah.
Good. And they want to do a little bit of clearing around you contacting this gentleman.
Okay.
And it feels good. So it's nothing that you should be worried about. But there is a part of you that's worried. So we're going to get rid of the worry. Okay. So just listen to what I say. Breathe deeply. And here we go. I release the fear of other people's reactions to me. I release the fear that other people won't want to work with me. I release all of the ways that I don't value myself, my value. I accept that I am worth it. I accept that my life can flow beautifully. I accept that this can be a wonderful working relationship. I accept my intuition about connecting with this man. I accept that this is going to be fabulous. Of all negativity. I release all fear. I release all doubt. I release all worry. I release anything and everything that could get in the way. I release the negativity from my life. And I accept that I am meant to shine. I release and let go. I release and let go. I release and let go. And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
Woo-hoo! I love it. That's amazing.
And he does have good energy. I agree with GC on that one.
Yes, I was really excited to meet somebody like that. It was like good timing too. I was starting to get a little down, like, oh, you know, but it was really like exciting to meet him for me. And yeah, I'll just reach out, say, hey, thank you. It was a great class. If you're interested, this is my project, what my project is about. If you're ever up to listening to what my project is about, let me know, something like that.
I think that'll go great.
Aww. Thank you, ladies, so much.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome.
For my mom and me, thanks so much.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Just keep believing in yourself, hon, okay?
Yes, I must have done something right to have great friends like you.
Oh, thank you.
So much right. So
yep,
so listen.
Oh, thank you. God bless you both. You're amazing.
And so are you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Much love. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. You are
beautiful. You're welcome. Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. Next caller is area code 951. Hello.
Hello. How's it going?
Hello, Nathaniel.
How are you?
Hey. Thanks for being here every week.
Oh, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing really good.
Awesome. Awesome. That's great news.
I had
really great news.
Okay, and I've had a difficult kind of recovery, but I'm feeling better, and I applied for the golf position over at Cache Creek.
Okay.
Do you see me getting that? It's just a transfer. I like to transfer people over.
Okay. Let's see. And it's called Cache Creek?
Yeah, Cache Creek Casino in Brooks, California.
Okay. It felt like an energy. Nathaniel, allow yourself, you know, to really open up to all the opportunities that you're deserving of, okay?
Uh-huh.
Because I feel like, you know, there's something that quite opened, you know, entirely. And you know, you're doing creative things. You were telling us, you know, about the other work you were doing. And I really feel like abundance is coming your way. And just allow yourself to be open, you know, to this opportunity. Is getting, you know, if that's something that you're wanting. But I got, you know, it is a yes if you want to open yourself up to it. Because, Nathaniel,
yes,
you have amazing energy, and no matter what you're doing, people feel it. You know, whether, you know, you're working at the casino or wherever else you work, people have felt that amazing energy.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. So sometimes I felt like in the past you were, like, more so afraid to share that beautiful energy with everyone. Okay.
Yeah, I took it off, you know, my teenage years, you know, for being
yeah. You recently had validation, like people really received you well, you know?
Uh-huh.
So I do feel like, you know, you're going to be able to do that more and more. And I'm feeling like this is an opportunity, you know, that can be yours, but you're still a little blocked. So
yes,
I'm
going
to ask Barbara to come in to help you to release what it is that you're holding so that you can connect, you know, with that amazing opportunity and the abundance that comes with it, okay?
Okay, super. Thank you.
God bless, Nathaniel.
Okay, Nathaniel. You're getting that what you need to release is actually your old self. You still have some beliefs about who you are and what you cannot do that come from your past and really have no place in your life now. So I will say the statement. You breathe deeply, just listen and let go. Okay, here we go. I release my old ways of being. I release the belief that I have not changed. I release the belief that it's not safe for me to change. I release the belief that I am stuck with who I have been. I release all of my childhood trauma. I release and forgive my brother. I release and forgive my mother. I release and forgive my father. I release and forgive my brother's wife. I release and forgive everyone who has mistreated me. I release and forgive myself. I let go of the past. I release and let go of who I have been. I release and let go of what I have believed. Release and let go of all of the trauma. I release and let go of all of the trauma. I release and let go of all of the trauma. I release and cut the ties off of the trauma. I accept who I am now. I accept joy into my life. I accept abundance into my life. I accept my ability to create what I truly desire. I accept the flow of love. I accept that I make good choices. I accept my ability to create. I accept myself. I love myself. I accept my own goodness. I release and let go. I release and let go. I release and let go. And take a nice deep breath. And how does that feel?
That's just amazing.
Well, the thing, your life is supposed to get better and better and better, so woohoo, you know, live it.
Yeah, it's, well, we'll talk again next week. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care of yourself. Give yourself enough time to rest. Don't think that you have to immediately rush back into work, because you don't.
Oh, super. Hey, well, thank you so much.
Take care, Nathaniel.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And you know what? As Barbara was talking to you, I heard the song, Here Comes the Sun. And I'm just getting that, you know, things that you've been dreaming, you know, about are closer than you think, okay?
Okay, well, I wish you could fill me in on all the details, but I guess I'll just have to experience life.
That's right.
You've got to put, you know, the time in and the work in and have confidence in yourself, Nathaniel, but there's going to be many blessings coming your way.
All right. Well, this has been super. Thank you.
God bless, hon. Take care, Nathaniel.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Bye now.
Okay, DC, we are done.
Wow. Well, it was an amazing night with amazing callers, Barbara. The, you know, the readings, the healings, everything was beautiful. Really, really beautiful. So I look forward to connecting again next week with everyone. And Barbara, thank you. Tonight was just, it was absolutely beautiful.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Okay. Well, everybody have a fun week. spring is almost here.
Yes, you know what? Actually, Barbara, spring is next Sunday. That's the first day of spring.
Yes, and your birthday is almost here.
Well, my birthday is the first day of spring. It's the same day. So we'll have to have a spring fling with readings and healings.
Okay.
Sounds like a plan. Take care. Good night, everyone.
Good night.